This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about Bang Bang Pie Shop, craft brews at the zoo, and my trip down to Blue Island to check out Blue Island Brewery and everything else they have to offer. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up? I'm Nick White.
And we got a lot to talk about this week.
Dude, active.
As far as what we've been drinking and talking about. But if you're listening for the first time here, what we do on the show is we talk about a beer we're drinking, a new beer every week, and then we dive into some of the events we made it to, one's coming up, and then we wrap it all up with a little beer news. So those are kind of our segments here. Yeah. So this week we got a fun beer. I saw this at the store, and I had to pick it up.
It's a great logo, right? What is this? The Strawberry Lemon Kolsch from the good folks at, it's a collab, 350 yep. Brewing and Hailstone Brewing. They are neighbors in the suburb of Tinley Park. The name of the beer is Howdy Neighbor.
Yeah. And this is it's basically pink, right?
Yeah.
It's like, maybe not quite like bright pink, but it's red. It should be strawberry, so yeah. And it's a fun beer.
I wish this were Rosa tasted like. I remember Rosa a few weeks back.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But you said this kind of tastes like country time lemonade.
It kind of reminds you of a summertime, like a shandy. Like, yeah. I don't know what's in it, but yeah, that's what it reminded me of off the top.
Drinking yeah. It's really sweet. Like,
pink lemonade a little bit.
And it kind of makes me want to have like a cotton candy. And I don't know if it's the clown, but I just like want this beer and a cotton candy. And I feel like they're going to go hand in hand.
Yeah. It's nice, man. And then, you know, I want to say this is the first time in cans, and it's just like everyone else, they're doing the waterproof label around the blank can.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but the first time I had this beer, it was in Bombers.
Oh, really?
And it had a really cool, like, bright, same logo, really cool, bright yellow wax. I think it was a yellow or pink wax.
Oh, neat, okay.
Which you don't see too often for a beer like a Kolsch, but...
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And yeah, so this was canned over at Hailstorm. Pretty new, too, was this in... May, so that's not too old on us or anything, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, man, be a good neighbor, so don't wear Crocs.
Don't wear Crocs.
Yeah, and always have legal fireworks, you know. There you go.
I feel like this beer kind of brings us into some of the stuff we did this past week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a good segue, man. I actually made my way out to Tinley Park.
Okay.
Yeah, so Tinley is one of those large southwest burbs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, they got, when you count tribes... They got, I want to say there's three breweries in Tinley Park.
Yeah, geez, okay.
Yeah, and I made a trip to the Open Bottle, which is a really fun bottle shop, husband and wife duo. So they've got 500 bottles, and then they've got eight taps.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Really nice shop. So went swung by there, got to hang out with Patrick, the guy whose shop it is. He was super excited, asked him about his Dark Lord Day. And he pissed me off because he's like, because I told him I waited in line for the Dark Matter stuff.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, I left about 4 o'clock and I saw the line was down. I went right, rocked up and got two mugs.
Oh, bummer.
And I was like, dude, I waited in line for an hour for the same mugs. But yeah. Oh, but speaking of Hailstorm, man, he's got a beer on it, a collaboration with Hailstorm.
And, Open Bottle does?
Yeah, Open Bottle does. Called Boing. It's their Summertime Crusher.
Okay.
So Boing is like a take on the... like a New England style juicy pale ale, right? I think they put lactose and a little bit of vanilla and a little citrus in theirs. It's about 5%. I really liked it. You know what? When it's done right, I think that style is kind of like a pale ale, New England pale, not the IPA. It's kind of like an alternative for like a wheat ale.
Right, basically. A little bit. Kind of has some of those same ideas.
Yeah, so that was fun. And it happened to be a launch party for Alter. So Alter is a brewery in Downers Grove. So they had their truck out there and they were pouring out samples.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they had a they had the base beer. So apparently they won a silver medal at FOBAB this year for this cherry wheat wine. Right.
That sounds right, because I remember the name coming up and being like, where are they? Downers Grove? Okay.
So the base for that is this cherry wheat ale that they had on draft. So I got a chance to try that. I'm like, so, you know, he's like, yeah, we call it Alter because, you know, we're altering our lives from what we were doing to become like brewers, which is a total 360, you know, lifestyle wise from what they were doing. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Really, really fun visit, man. I had a good time out there.
That's cool. Yeah. I think there was a photo you put up on our Instagram account.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a great space because, like, you know, because he always talks about Patrick and his wife, they always talk about how they were inspired by the Beer Temple to get their thing started. And, you know, they're very super focused on Dave Coates, always focused on, you know, celebrating local stuff. And now here it is, you know, if you look at the Beer Temple's feed, they've kind of like got this idea for like a tap room and a bottle shop.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's kind of coming 360. You know, they inspired, you know, they inspired the Beer Temple, inspired them. And now it's coming full circle where the Beer Temple is looking to expand and kind of look more like the open bottle.
Oh, that's so, pretty awesome. Cool. Yeah. Now, you were out there. Did you make it to anything else then?
Oh, yeah. Actually fell into hailstorms right across the street.
Yeah.
Or actually, 350. 350 is right across the street from the open bottle. So I just went in there for one and done, man.
Okay.
I kind of we kind of partied a little too hard at the open bottle.
Okay.
So I tried their IPA, and then I tried this on draft.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
And then I got out of there.
How does it compare the draft version?
You know, honestly, it tastes exactly the same.
You don't really hear too often, right?
It tastes exactly the same. Yeah, big tart fruit notes.
Oh, man. I got to make it out to Tinley Park and hit up both of these places, or all three of these places, really.
Yeah, it is a destination. It was funny because that's the second beer that the open bottle has done with Hailstorm.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, so how'd that come about? He's like, well, you know, when you're working with the Hailstorm guys, apparently he's like one of these guys. It's like a one-person show. He's like very hands-on, and he'll come in and he'll take your suggestions, but he really wants you to just get the hell out of his way so he can make the beers, you know? Yeah, but Hailstorm, Tribes, the Open Bottle,
and
350. Nice little four top where you can spend a day in Tinley Park for sure.
Damn, but you just got to make your way back.
Then you got to figure out how you get back. Yeah. Shout out to the pizza joint across the street from the Open Bottle because they were in the Vito and Nick's family, and some of that pizza was over for, you know, for free tasting at the shop.
Okay.
So then we're like, dude, we got to get some more of this. Yeah, fantastic, old school, like, you know, Sicilian cut, the square, flat, crust pizza. Nice. Outstanding stuff.
Sounds good. Did you make it to anything else? I feel like you were leaving here last week from recording to go eat pie.
Oh, yeah, right? So the good folks at Goose Island, right, they do their migration week. So this week was our last week now was migration week Lincoln Square. Yeah, so I went up to Bang Bang Pie Shop. I didn't even know Bang Bang had a shop in Lincoln Square.
Yeah, I know the Logan Square or Avondale one.
Yeah, so Logan Square. In this one, you're talking like Lawrence and like, you know, Damon or something.
Okay.
Like up there, you know. Yeah, so this was the first event, first of four events there. So they greet you with, so there's three pie pairings, right? There's like a chocolate mousse. There's like a... the best one was the key lime pie.
Okay.
Not even close. Then there's like this ham biscuit thing, and then there's one other pie. But then they greet you with the four star pills.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And then there's a Sophie pairing, and then there's a Cooper's Project pairing.
Cooper's Project.
But let's be honest, we're all here for Proprietors 2014, right?
Oh, so they had. That's why. Was that advertised that it was going to be there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And this was this party was pretty nice, man. You know, for all the things that we say about Goose, good and bad, that beer is a monster. That beer is fantastic, man.
Yeah.
I really like that beer. So I think 13 was the first year that Prop came out, you know, as a permanent one-off, right?
Okay.
And then this was when they had the they put actual coconuts in it. So then, like, the coconut, I think, was kind of separating in the beer. So if you held onto it for long, like, it would kind of separate and, like, come float to the top, basically.
Oh, weird.
Right. Okay. So this 2014, they got it right, where they just used coconut water instead of actual coconut.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we even talked about this last week. Or...
Yeah, we probably did. So coconut and panela water. It was rye whiskey barrels instead of the bourbon barrels. Cassia bark, which is basically like a raw ingredient for, like, cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
And then cacao nibs. Yeah.
Man.
Dude.
That sounds like a decadent kind of night.
And like 3 years later, this beer is still great. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I love that beer. That was a good time. You know, the Sophie, surprisingly, man, no matter how many times I drink Sophie, it never gets old to me.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. It is just a solid, good beer. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. On the cards, I'm going to pull it up. So they had the cards there, and, you know, showing you all the pairings. And I don't know if they were playing a joke or something, but they put as one of the pairings, like, what does it say? Oh, it says the malted milk chocolate pie paired with Bourbon County Stout Caramel.
Oh.
So people are like, well, where's the Bourbon County Stout Caramel?
Yeah.
But it was a typo, and they were just talking about prop.
Sure they were. It's right? a leak. It was a leak.
It was leaked. They were like, you take that off.
Bourbon County leak.
Yeah. So they, the Bang Bang Pie guys, they greeted you with the strawberry cast iron crisp when you walked in to go with the 4-star pills. And then the other beers were Old Man Grumpy, which is their pale ale.
Okay.
The Cooper Series Scotch Ale. And then we talked about Sophie and prop.
So yeah.
That was a fantastic party.
Nice.
Right on the patio, summertime, good stuff.
Yeah. During the week, I hit up the Revolution Tap Room.
Right on.
So just kind of stopped in there for a drink. I feel like I only go there for events. I don't just go there
just to go
to have a beer. Like, it's very rare. Yeah. So it was nice to stop in there and have a couple drinks. It wasn't busy at all. People, lots of stacks of like pizza people ordered. So like boxes by the garbage can.
And I want to say they sell everything you can get. You can get everything to go there. Like, if you were at the pub, you couldn't get all their can options, I don't think, to go.
Yeah, you can get all the cans. They had the Hero, like, 12 packs going, so that was cool. They had this one really good beer. It was a dry hop Kolsch that was outstanding.
Really?
Yeah. So I would recommend going to the brew pub or the brewery and trying that beer, because that was an awesome beer.
Because sometimes that's all you want, you know. Like last night in the Sierra Nevada Around the World series, I was drinking on that, and a pleasant surprise was the dry hopped Berliner Weiss.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, just a really light body beer with a lot of hops in it.
Yeah, especially it's getting hot and muggy here in Chicago, so we gotta drink some Kolsches, even if they are like strawberry Kolsches. So I stopped by that. But then the weekend, you were out at the zoo, right?
Yeah, so I made it to the zoo. So, you know, I went to the zoo in the winter for the Glunz. It's an exclusive 12 Beers of Christmas Glunz-themed party at the zoo. But this summertime party, first of all, it's a Lou Dog event. Well, I don't think he partnered with on the winter one. But you really get to explore the power. You unleash the power of the zoo in the summer. And everybody's there. It's festive.
The animals are active. The
animals are out. You know, I'm seeing penguins, you know, the polar bears, lions.
Those are like all winter animals.
Are they? How come I didn't see them in the winter? just name like three.
Snow leopards.
Alpacas. Yeah. No.
I don't know what else is in the winter animals.
Yeah, you know the
seals. all those animals.
I did just name like, oh my god, what's wrong with me, man? But yeah, I didn't see any animals in the winter. I didn't see any animals.
So. Okay.
Oh, but yeah, so the party, you know, so this thing is 2 days long, which we're starting to see a theme here with the 2 day events. We'll see that going in the upcoming events. 2 day party, and then the thing that stood out for me was that, you know, Pipeworks is on the short list of like fan favorite breweries that are coming to these really big events, you know?
Right.
Like, you don't really see, there's, you know, Half Acres and the Revolution. You expect to see them there.
You don't see Spiteful.
Exactly. Of this new wave of like really cool, like newer breweries that, you know, folks really gravitate towards.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see them at these events that are geared more towards,
mainstream?
Mainstream or a wider audience. Yeah, mainstream's a good word. You know, but Pipeworks is there.
Okay.
Hanging tough, man. Yeah, I got a chance to try out the Five Rabbits got an IPA, which was really good.
Okay.
I did not make it around the entire zoo. I rode the carousel like 3 or 4 times.
Nice.
Avery.
I feel like that's the worst thing to do when you're drinking.
It was great,
let's
man.
Go on something that spins around. This is great.
Got a chance to check out Beguile. The Avery folks were there. Yeah, it was a nice blend of local beers you're familiar with and then like some out-of-town favorites that are pouring some cool stuff. Yeah. Oh, but cheers to Lou Dog Events, man, because a two-day party at the zoo and there's beers properly spread throughout the entire space.
Yeah.
So you really get a chance to explore and enjoy the time. So
that's cool. Did you have a favorite or just – it was hard to say because you didn't really try.
It was hard to say. I really liked the there was like a margarita stand. They were doing margarita and tequilas. I really dug that. Really got down with some of the ciders. Citizen Ciders were the ones I got to. They had a really funky, tart one, which I was a fan of.
No, they make ciders.
Because like you said, man, it's been hot and sticky in the city. So
yeah,
I lean towards that. A lot of people were running out of beer.
Okay.
So, but yeah, overall, just good vibes, man.
Nice.
Good vibes at that party.
On Saturday, I made it over to Blue Island Brewery.
Oh, you made it out there, huh?
Yeah.
Right on.
Maeve and I were just like, we need to go somewhere today. So we were kicking around the idea of maybe Low Res that just opened.
Yeah.
And we've been meaning to get to Blue Island for years now. Like, it's just kind of like one of those things that keep coming up that
we've been trying to come here for years.
We see them at the Brew Fest. I can't believe we haven't made it here yet.
Yeah.
So we decided to go out there, and then I was looking on Facebook before we left, like double-checking hours and stuff, making sure they weren't, like, oddly closed today.
Because that happens to you.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
You go somewhere, and it's like, oh, we close in half hour.
Then I look it up, and 88 Fingers Louie is playing there. They're a Chicago punk band that I knew of from, middle school, high school, listening to music. So that was kind of funny. So, and then I see on the event page that Deb Turner said she was going to be there. Justin Maynard was going to be there. I'm like, whoa, people are going to go. I thought we were going to, like, go have a couple beers, maybe see Brian, the brewmaster there, and then head out.
Yeah.
We got down there, and it turned into an all-night thing.
There you go.
We rolled in, ran into Brian bringing some ice in because they were going to have, like, a basically a tub full of their cans for the punk show going. So he's getting ice for that. So we chatted with him. He showed us around a little bit. He gave us we got some cans of the Dank Punk, which is fantastic pale ale they got. And then we grabbed some food from one of the food trucks that was outside because they do food trucks a lot. But there are like a taco place and like a pizza place, I think, down the street.
Yeah, all on old Western Avenue.
Yeah, oldie Western Avenue. It's an old E. It's got the E in it.
Yeah, it does have the E in it.
But then Justin Maynard was walking out.
Justin Maynard, three-time guest on the Chicago Beer Pass.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to go, I think, to one of the dive bars over here or Maple Tree Inn. I was like, we'll follow you. And so we basically just followed Justin to this dive bar called Kelly's.
Okay.
We drank some High Lifes, chatted about beer and whatnot there. And then we went over to the Rock Island.
Oh, Public House.
Public House.
Yeah.
They were having a carnival there where they were like raising money for something. I didn't really get the details of it, but it cost $10 to get in a person.
Oh, just to get in?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're doing something. They're raising money, though.
Yeah, they were raising money for something. So, and then you had to buy their beer. They have. I looked around briefly because we saw Deb Turner in the parking lot. Yeah. So we're like, oh, we got to go in. And like, she was looking for us and we left.
Will Turner's wife, one of the 10 best brewers in Chicago.
Yeah. So then we grabbed some Lou inside, some Salamoth Lou.
Okay.
Because they have amazing beer selection and pinball machines and
That place is nice. Mm-hmm. Dog friendly.
Yeah. So we were chatting with Deb for a little bit, I guess, before that place opened. Blue Island was not a beer spot.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah.
I think my first time there, I think that there was cool stuff down there. Maple Tree Inn's been holding it down for a while. But I didn't make it out there until a brewery popped up down there.
Right, yeah. So then the punk show was about to start, but Deb convinced us before we went back to Blue Island to go over to Maple Tree Inn because she's like, they got really good cocktails. And man, it smelled so good in that place. They do
Cajun joint,
New Orleans food.
New Orleans style,
And I gotta go back and eat there. Like I had a beer because I was driving, may have had a cocktail. And so it was kind of one in and done. We wanted to get back to see the show and we had one beer at Blue Island. So we're like, we got to get back and like have some more beer. We came down to go to the brewery and now we're basically on a tour of Blue Island at this point. But it was really cool that like so much was going on in that street that day.
Yeah, you don't really have to leave that one little strip. It's like maybe like a 2-block, 3-block strip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got back to Blue Island. I think the first band was on. We ended up grabbing their cans of their wheat ale, which is just really solid beer too. Dug that. Then we're just chatting with Justin and Deb and kind of hanging out, listening to the music for a little bit. We sat at the bar for a while, grabbed another beer called Battle Mat. And that beer is like a low ABV beer that tastes like, I don't know, it tastes like 7 or 8%. So that, I think it was like 3.7 or somewhere around 4. It was awesome. Like that might have been, that was a favorite. The Dank Punk was great, but that beer, even though it was my last beer, so it could have been all the beer talking, but that it like had so much flavor in it, I really dug it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then saw 88 Fingers Louie for a little bit, and then headed back out. It was like raining outside, so it was real wet, but yeah, it was awesome. Like, glad I finally made it over to Blue Island, the town and the brewery. So it was really cool to see what they got going on. The space is really nice, the like tap room with all their like fun pulley lights that they have looks really cool. They have an awesome cement bar that they like poured themselves. That's like, I don't know, it's probably thicker than the table we're on here, and it looks like, I don't know, that looks heavy.
It's a great space, man.
Yeah, man.
The low ABV big flavor beer revolution is upon us. You know, and some people are doing it very well. It sounds like they're on that list.
Yeah.
The Blue Island guys.
It takes, from about Wicker Park, it takes about 30 minutes to drive to. So if you're looking to drive, it's not too bad. So if you don't, we didn't hit any traffic for once the first time driving out of Chicago.
So many hidden gems, man. Like Chicago, is, you know, has about 3 million people. When you count the burbs, that jumps to like 8 million people. So many like hidden gems in and around the city. So I mean, it's cool that we're actually getting out, checking out these places.
Yeah, and they're doing the cans kind of the same way with like the sticker kind of waterproof label we're talking here. So I think it's really good. Hopefully we see more of their cans around and can start to pick them up.
Man, I don't want my glass to end. Every time my glass gets halfway down with the strawberry lemon kolsch,
you keep going.
I go back over the top, man. Yeah, they're onto something with this. I like this.
So yeah, if you're looking to anywhere on the south side, check out Blue Island. I'm definitely gonna go back for sure.
Yeah.
And look forward to seeing some of their beer around the city some more. Yeah, I posted a bunch of photos on the Facebook page, so check that out. And then that was our week, I think, right?
I think so.
Did you make it? Did you do any other drinking?
No, I think that was it, man. The zoo, open bottle, and migration week.
Nice. Well, we should dive into some of the events coming up this week that you should be checking out.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there's a few.
Yeah, let's do this, man. Another two-day event, another Josh Segoe Lou Dogs event.
Okay.
Is the Chicago Ale Fest. That's going down this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's going to be at Buckingham Fountain.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a... And they're inviting some crews like Terrapin, Angry Chair, like some of these breweries don't even distribute to Chicago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's a $69 ticket. That'll be both Friday and Saturday.
That's a weird number for...
You love that number.
Like, why?
I mean, I don't know, man. I'm just reporting.
Would you pick that number so people are like, we got to go to this, right?
Oh, man, we got to go, man.
Like, why not just make this like... Is there like extra tax at $70 or something?
Yeah, does that include tax? I don't
know. Crazy.
You're making me choke, man.
All right. What else we got?
Let's see. The Hideout. Yeah. Up not too far from Wicker Park. They're doing what's called a Day in the Country. So a Day in the Country is basically an all-day beer and barbecue event where they just have invite out country bands to play all day long. So Tony McGee from Lagunitas, he's actually in one of the bands. So Lagunitas is sponsoring it. So it's like basically a Lagunitas beer fest / music festival / barbecue party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's at the that's a $12 ticket. That's at the Hideout. The Hideout is like Elston and North Ave, basically.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's like right there. That's going down this weekend. The good folks at Beer Miscuous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're celebrating their third anniversary already.
Third, man.
Yeah, so Beer Miscuous, we've actually recorded this show here. We recorded the show there. What's wrong with me today? We recorded the show at Bemiscus not too long ago. So their third anniversary is this weekend. Is that the 24th and 25th? Is it June 24th and 25th already?
Yeah, it is. It's end of June. Like summer's already a month over, right?
Fuck. No, well, yeah, spring is. Yeah. Oh, because the summer solstice is like this week.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's like officially summer. Yeah, so to celebrate year three, they're doing Moody Tongue beer cocktail classes, free pizza, and they're doing a beer trivia competition from with Austin in the beer cellar. We should go there and just crush everybody in this beer trivia, man.
I guess. Are we just going to win? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, for sure.
I feel like they're going to give softballs and people are going to be like faster and...
No, they gotta come with some curveballs.
Okay.
I hope they do. Special tappings all weekend, man. So what they got? Zombie Dust, this BCS, Cooper's Project, and a few other things. You know, I'm kind of curious about the Transient 18th Street Double IPA. I'm curious about that.
Oh, okay.
A handful of stuff. Yeah, so that's a two-day party. Linkin Park.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. The 3 years. I know we talked about doing like a beer crawl thing over there, because we did that one time going there, and Delilah's and Burnt City, kind of three spots you can hit up real easy right there on the corner, basically. Yeah.
That's a nice intersection right there.
Yeah. And then also on Sunday over at Alarmist, they're doing an event to, you know, raise money for Alzheimer's, just like a fundraiser kind of event from 2 to 8. Make it over there, I believe. A portion of your beers get donated to it, and you can also give donations as well. So definitely good cause. They do a lot of like they did a Planned Parenthood event there. They're just kind of very active in the community and just raising awareness for things. So that's really cool. I might check that out on Sunday from 2 to 8.
Right on.
Does that do it for their events?
I think so, man.
Oh man. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it for events, man.
So then diving into the news, I guess we should talk about this article we posted on Chicago Beer Pass.
Yeah, we should. It's in the news.
Right. this top 10 craft brewers in Chicago.
Yeah.
We had been kicking around this idea for a while.
Yeah, this came up in the old space probably.
Right. Because at some point we were going to include Claudia on it.
Oh, yeah.
Temperance.
Yeah.
But she's not there anymore. So, yeah, the list has changed and evolved over the years.
I think it was like, it started as a top five, and then we're like, well, why are we just stopping at five? That's not an even number. Let's just go 10.
Five is not a number. Man, anyway, like a five is going to be upsetting. You're not a number, man.
It's not an even. It's not an even number.
So we threw down 10 of our favorite, the ones we think are the top craft brewers in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's some guys on there that we that sometimes get overlooked. I think, especially like the Will Turner selection. I mean, the Peace selection is kind of a no-brainer.
Quickly run down. If you haven't read the article, if you're more of an audio listener,
yeah,
we've got Pete Crowley, Will Turner, Jared Rubin, John Lafler, Brian Taylor.
Brian Taylor, for those who don't know, is with
Weiner.
Yes.
Then we got Michael Carroll.
That's Band of Bohemia.
Band of Bohemia.
Formerly of Half Acre.
Yeah. Now who am I missing?
You're missing, I got the list right.
Jonathan Cutler. I'm forgetting, and I wrote the list here.
Yeah, Matt Young, Half Acre.
Matt Young at Half Acre, which Hop Review guys have a really good interview with them. I included a link.
Okay.
And then who are the last two?
Let's see. You mentioned Jared Rubin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got the Dovetail guys, which... I guess they are a pair. You can't pick just one. They collaborate equally on their beer. So that was kind of a cop-out or a cheat, I guess, with the two people there.
Yeah. That's one brewery.
Yeah, works. One brewery, I guess. And then Doug over at Metro.
Yes.
Those are our top 10. And then we threw Gary Gully over at Alarmist as an honorable mention, but apparently he is not the brewmaster. I found that out after posting this article.
Okay.
But he was on there just because we're starting to see some really good beers from him, and it's kind of too new to say, you know, he's a top guy at this point.
No, I hear that for sure. Silo List, it's a good read. Just go check it out. We're diversifying the offering here at Chicago Beer Pass. It's not just audio and video. You know, there's list and stuff.
We got some text. We got text.
We got words and pictures and stuff.
Pictures, words. You know, what else?
You know,
can we
we're
do?
Doing we're doing things over here, man. You know, it's nice.
So some people that were maybe left off that I heard some backlash from were Pipeworks.
Yeah.
So my thought there is, one, I do not know if they have like one man that's like their brewer, because the people that are like the faces of it are kind of the owners.
Yeah.
So it's that's sometimes hard for a lot of places where the brewer is not the face, but they're the ones making the beer. So yeah, so that's why. Well, that's one reason why Pipeworks is in there. I have some other reasons that I don't need to dive into. Spiteful, I heard, but then again, I don't see Spiteful beer. So I don't think about Spiteful, like not. So I have no opinion on Spiteful.
Yeah, and I feel like part of these lists, and you know, we've talked about this before. I mean, if you're not, you know, pissing people off, then you're doing the list all wrong. If everyone's happy with the list, then the list is nothing. The list is trash.
Right.
You know, so clearly we're on the right track here.
Yeah, and we hopefully any list opens up people's eyes to try something. Like maybe they didn't realize like Metro is crushing it, and they have been for years. But they're not the flashiest.
Yeah, since like 2009, you know, the styles they make aren't really, you know, the highest regarded styles amongst like, you know, this new wave of like, you know, 5-6-year-old beer drinkers.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do.
There's 5- and 6-year-olds should not be drinking beer.
But these lists are subjective, you know, they all are. So. Yeah.
So check out that full read on ChicagoBeerPass.com. There's like, you know, there's a little write up on why. That's not just like, just names. Yeah, you got to have a reason. You have facts to back it up.
Straight facts, right on.
So then what else? What else we got in the news? What's been else that's happening?
War Pigs, the McKellar Three Floyds collab, hits Beanies this week. Lazarus IPA is their first offering.
It's at Whole Foods right now.
It's at Whole Foods?
Yeah, I almost picked it up last night.
I'm kind of curious. I think because they're brewing this. I want to say they're brewing it at Grand Central, and they're brewing it up in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is the brewery.
Grand Central, the
The contract brewer in not too far from Goose Island in that West Town area with On Tour and Lifelines.
So it's not coming out of Indiana?
No, because there's laws in place that prohibit them from brewing it there. Oh. Like there's cap laws in Indiana.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So they got around that by putting it under War Pigs and then contract brewing it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was packaged at Floyd's.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, so let's see. If War Pigs is here in cans, I mean, the Three Floyds guys are all living in Chicago. They're all in Ukrainian Village.
Yeah.
So this might be the precursor to an actual War Pigs, you know.
Brewery. Like a second brewery?
Yeah, like a tap room. That you have to imagine that this is what's coming next, right?
Maybe. Team up with McKellar instead of a McKellar tap room. It's a War Pigs tap room.
Yeah, so we shall see.
Interesting. So, yeah. Maybe I'll pick up some cans then. I didn't know too much about it. I saw it and was like, "Yeah, all right."
Yeah.
You think people are gonna go nuts over it?
I love the logo. I kind of want a T-shirt, but I tried to order it and I had to get it from Copenhagen. It was like $35 plus shipping.
Okay.
I'm like, damn, we're looking at like a $50 T-shirt.
Because Whole Foods has stacks of all Three Floyds beers all the time. Like all. So there is no trouble getting any one of their beers that you want.
Huh. Yeah,
and that was just all the, in the stack.
All the Robert the Bruce you can handle.
Yeah,
all the Robert. That was a big knock on them. They wouldn't mail it in for the longest time at festivals. Like you go to a Floyd's Fest, and you're getting Pride and Joy and Robert the Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, I think they're putting a little, you know, a little more hands-on touch.
Yeah.
So you'll get the Zombie Dust, and then you'll get like at that Navy Pier Party is here in Nevada when you get that really cool Pina Sicaria. It's like they're one of their sour ales.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. Give that a try.
On June 20th, Hopleaf is doing their 20th anniversary bash.
Okay, that's today as we're recording this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so this is, they're going to celebrate with the founder and head brewer at Allagash as their special guest.
Okay.
So you can go there and meet him and then party all night long with those guys.
That's probably someone that's been a supporter of Hopleaf for years.
Yeah, and it's actually their 25th anniversary. I stand corrected.
25th.
Sorry. Yeah, I can't get
so
that
they're
wrong,
doing it on the 20th for the 25th? Why didn't they do it on the 25th?
I don't know. Yeah, because that's more of a party day. right?
What?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they just do it then? I don't know.
What? All right. Anyway.
Here we go. Moving on. And to end news, man, let's talk about dark matter a little bit, man.
Okay.
They're doing these experimental coffees, man. So they've always done this thing for the last few years where they're kind of, you know, they're really big coffee nerds and beer nerds.
Yeah.
Too, obviously, right? They're like the coffee producer of choice lately for a lot of local breweries. If they've got some kind of coffee beer, they're rolling out, right? So what they're doing now is they're kind of, they announced that they're doing this series of beers where they're taking a single hop and a single origin coffee and a yeast, and they're creating like a beer coffee hybrid.
Okay.
Kinda. Yeah. So there's a whole series of these. It's a really cool story on their website. A Saison fermented single source beer called Katui. A crystal hop fermented coffee.
Huh.
Bohemian Vice coffee. A Halatar Blanc hop fermented coffee. Interesting stuff. So the way they're kind of saying it is like, you know, in beer, you need yeast, right?
Yeah.
To produce alcohol, right? And then in coffee, they're using the yeast for, it sounds like they're using the Saison yeast more for like a marinade pre-roast.
So it's a coffee, not a beer.
It's not a beer.
Okay.
But I think they're infusing coffee flavors through like using hops and yeast.
Maybe we need to make it over there, record an episode. Or
I'd like to know more about this because I'm reading it and I'm kind of like, well, is there booze in the coffee? Like, what's going on? But it sounds like, they're calling it a Saison fermented coffee.
Okay.
You know, and it sounds like they're using like a Saccharomyces, which is, you know, notorious in Belgian ales.
Okay.
They're using that as a yeast for the coffee.
Interesting. Okay.
I didn't even know that coffee used yeast at all. Like, period. I thought you took the fruit, you know, you dried it, you got the, you know, got the pulp and stuff off, you're left with the bean, you roast the bean, and then boom, you got coffee. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's it.
No, man, this is saying that, there's like yeast and there's like barrels and hops and all this other shit. I'm like, whoa.
I think for this.
Okay.
For this project, not for like regular coffee.
Not just for regular coffee?
Yeah.
So I'm right on regular coffee?
You're right, yeah.
All right, cool. I feel better.
Yeah. You just like blew your mind like, your coffee wasn't what I thought it was.
Yeah, you just added like three more steps to this coffee, man.
No, I think just for this project, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we got to find out more about this.
Yeah.
This is news that we need to act on. And everyone else should act on.
This is news that requires a little bit more.
Yeah. Cool. All right. I think that's going to do it for this week's episode.
Oh, wow.
Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here recording?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. But we've been posting lots of photos, articles, things over that. So check out my Facebook and Instagram. That's / Chicago Beer Pass or at Chicago Beer Pass. Like up what we're doing there.
Yeah.
And then we got the video version. Sometimes we're having issues with it, but we're trying to work it out, get it better.
Looks like we're clear today, man.
Yeah, might be in focus this time. So check that out over at YouTube. And yeah, we'll be back next week, hopefully with some info on this coffee dilemma we have. And maybe reporting back on the Buckingham Fountain event as well. Yeah. Take care.
Oh, cheers.